and have that many group, have that group together, and see that as a fulminating point of reaction. And they may see that here, though. They may see me in that role here.
Now, could I wanted to analyze, and if I'm wrong, a little bit what happened with Lester and you. I think sometimes the reason some of us cannot reach people in their despair is because we don't love enough to share enough of ourselves, our true selves, and be honest with those people. Of course, the person that you're talking to has to be at a point of honesty too, to be able to accept that honesty. And I think Lester at that point was. But I think it was the love and the honesty that she felt, maybe. But I've noticed, unless you can really share what you are with someone, you don't love them. Your whole, and we do this because we're afraid we're going to be hurt. You know, we protect ourselves.
That's what I said to Anthony. I made the comment when I was taking him to the book. I said that, you know, if it had been any of us, and we'd been put in the same position of trying to get anyone, not just Lester, but it was Lester because it happened, anyone to see reason about actually what he could do with his life, there's no one who could have done it except for Father. He's the only one that has that type of
Probably I wouldn't have got it done if I'd had the ego to somebody who said, you knew, somebody else said, you knew you were going to keep it here. I said, no, I didn't know I was going to keep it here. If I had known I was going to keep it here, he probably wouldn't have stayed. Because nobody responds to a damn arrogant attitude. People know why I felt about it, because in the city I talked about just exactly how I'd go home. And it all worked out and arranged, I'd go home.
A man convinced against his will is the same opinion still anyway.
Sure, and any leader that goes in with a cocksure attitude, he's going to change people's mind. It's a damn poor leader. Don't go into any operation like that.
Not only that, the very quality that, how do I want to say this? The very thing that makes you good quality is the fact that you are able to think for yourself. Most of you people were not blind followers before you came here. As I said, it's not conflict that's wrong. Out of conflict comes growth. If you don't do some foolish thing like having this conflict.
That's what I'm having trouble with. It's like, I know that I was never hung up in religion. And whenever I first came, I knew like the thing that you had was real, because it touched me so many times. I knew it was real. But I've toyed and I've thought in my mind, I thought if you would happen to leave the scene and someone else would be put in command that you were sure and you were only sure that he would have the thing that could keep us together, then we would have to, it would be our duty as a socialist. If we was always the smallest part of a socialist, we would have to follow the person because it's our duty.
We'd have to support them.
You'd have to trust, you trusted my judgment, other thing, you'd have to trust my judgment about who I think is the leader.
It's really absurd to think that a person who would even, I can't think of the words, that would say that that's the reason why the person followed you, because of what they said about whatever you said. I can't remember your exact words, because to me that's asinine.
And the other thing, not only would you be duty-bound to follow this person, but it would be your responsibility to do everything you could to help that person succeed.
And more than what you would do with, with him.
And that's another thing that I wanted to say while we're staying here. We'll go back to Kenny as an example. Kenny, you're going to start working. But we're going to do everything we can to help him be successful doing a good job. We're going to show him how to work.
That's right.
And we're not going to stand off and watch him sink or swim by himself. If he's willing to work, you're not born knowing how to work. And sometimes I think when you haven't been taught how to work, you would rather not try to do a job as to fail at it. Especially when you have people around you that know how. So it's our responsibility to help this. Help him, and then he can help someone else.
But there's no optimism. The true leaders got to be in the face of anything. You may grow and you may not. I'll certainly forget anything. I never remember anything against anybody. One reason I do is to condition myself to make a point of reference. Foreign Records. I told the one guy out there at Foreign Records, DC, I said, don't ever let me forget an illustration so that people can know they can be forgiven. With Charlie, when before he knew us, turned me into the FBI. I don't personally remember that. I asked them to not let me forget that.
Mm-hmm.
There was no discussion about you. Don't get paranoid that I'm telling our children's life. There was no discussion. It was the fact that I couldn't make any goddamn references. Somebody did mention that. I said, don't let me forget that. I said, well, here's your example. It wasn't a critical way. I said, here's an example. I'm trying to say, I don't remember what the setting was in Broaches. Too weary. That's all he's been doing. I said, what was it? You remember? I said, don't let me forget. I said, I don't remember things against people.
You've used that before when I was in there. You said that I can't.
Well, I didn't even remember Charlie then.
Yeah.
But somebody alluded to it and said, we will keep Charlie as a point of reference.
Mm-hmm.
I said that, but they didn't say that at all. They said, well, here's an example. Before Charlie came in, he turned you over to the FBI, trying to keep his family from coming in. Because he was threatened. He didn't know what that was all about. He hated socialism. And all everybody in America has been taught to hate socialism. That's a dirty word.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and now he's ahead of it. He's ahead of the project.
I think it's an example of, you know, that there is hope.
I would say he's one of the most loyal followers,
and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got one of the most responsible posts.
Yeah.
So it's something you can look at. But even though one time he betrayed me before he knew me, in all fairness. But people who have betrayed me after they knew me, you still have to go through the court.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather not get into that. I knew the other question about him because people before he knew me. There was no barrier to getting him in a position. So you can change, and I won't forget it. Even though I haven't got my eyes. Now, Johnson's sleeping, but I know that 90%, not only is he sleeping, not dreaming, 90% of what's being said, or some wild strange, is not being heard. And I keep on talking, even if there's just one hope in here, or somebody else hears it. Well, I keep on talking, there's no hope, because that's what's right to do, is to teach what's right. But I don't have any hope that you're going to change. I don't have any hope about anybody changing. I just tell you what's right. I'm not counting on you to change. I'm certain if you change, I'll forget this altogether. I'll wipe it out. Because there's many in this room who've done things, but I don't, for fuck's sake, cannot remember. The only reason I remember Charlie is because we said that'll be a point to refer to so people will not be paranoid that you can always get ahead of this organization. But I'd be goddamn if I could think of anything else. Because the only reason I remember that is because they told me to remember it, and we agreed. Well, they didn't tell me to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed to do it, and I've reinforced that son of a bitch in illustration a dozen times, you know, from the pulpit. Here's an example when you've done wrong, or you're up here in a catharsis, you don't have to, and I hope you don't mind me use that one, though I'm sure you don't. But here's an example that if you, when the people really feel low about it, so here's an example you don't need to feel that there's no hope for you because the man that's the head of the Foreign Missionary Prior, hope for tomorrow, was a man who turned me over to the FBI. That gives a person to look up, you know. Feel anything, they look up. If they get so damn low, they can't see the bottom. That's one of the mistakes I've made in the past, is that I haven't, I deal with everybody like me. I have no ego, so I think you ought to just take the shit about you. Not have to be told to pray, but they can't do it. So I've used Charter's illustration, I don't know that many times. It's easier to use him because he isn't there. And some of those people, if I use their name, you don't know what the effect it's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind it at all because that's exactly the same thing I said to Mick that night in the parking lot. I made a very strong point of that.
Okay. I remember not to make that. But I knew you didn't mind it. That's why I used it in the first place. And that ought to be a good illustration to you. And there's other people here, undoubtedly, they would betray me. But I don't. Charlie, Chuck Mike.
Yeah.
See, I'd forgotten that. Looking straight in your ass. And I didn't. Not
your ass,
it's your face.
In our case, it's hard to tell the
difference. Our ass and our face look something like both of all of us. I don't even what the hell his was, but he ought to tell us something. You tell him. I don't remember. Honest to God, I don't remember. But you tell him because Kenny and those who are going through a process of being stolen by me need to know. I don't mean now. Tell us what you're talking about. Yeah.
But he how he betrayed me, then he can know I trust him and put him in this position here, put him in trust back home. I don't hold anything against him. And I don't have any illusions. Most people wouldn't teach you if they had as little, if they had as much cynicism as I have. I think most of what I do is wasted. What the hell sounds better if I got to do? Sleep in the goddamn bed? What's the use of sleeping? You sleep much longer when you die.
I think
you get a long rest when you die. So why don't you just keep on pushing, you know? How do you follow what I just said there? That's chunk, tell you. I can tell on your face.
Well, you get long.
I work so hard for an 8-hour sleep when you can get a permanent. No nightmares or dreams.
For myself, I know that, like, whenever I was in the States, whenever I was, you know, since the beginning, whenever I first come into people's temple, I know before we moved to California, I think I did listen to your teachings fairly reasonable, but I know once I moved to California, I started taking everything for granted. And, like, I did try to avoid a lot of the meetings, a good part of them whenever I was there. But then whenever I come here, it's kind of, you...
Yo, I'm taking one. I'm going to talk about this. Might realize they didn't have meetings. The meetings would look more appealing. I don't mean right now, because we're kind of tired. You don't make a deal with that shit about meetings. Four of you. About how meetings become more important when you're away from them.
Yeah, because like whenever there was just
loud and clear, so it can be transcribed.
When there was just a few of us that was down here, the very first group that was down here, there wasn't there was just a few of us, and there wasn't no really strong focal point of view as per se as like it is now. And I know that we did grasp the teachings, but it was nothing.
4 o'clock in the morning, we've been talking all night, so the voices sound tired, that's why I'm
going. And like, we had grasped the some of your teachings, but it was never the strong thing. And I know coming down here and being away from you for the number of months that we were away from you for the very first time, and then all of a sudden we learned to appreciate you a little bit than what we did. And then like being away from you from December until now, it is. And then being able to listen to you talk and do your teachings, you start to feel more of the thing what you say we're supposed to be, or what we're striving to be.
I have a goal in this again and make it more strong about why you miss meetings and how much you miss them. It would be psychologically advancement. I can tell you reasons why you part of the reasons, because I love you, you're very dear to me. Part of the reason you miss me, because that just makes the heart go fonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of sight, out of mind. You know, when you have to live with somebody 24 hours a day, I live with them every day, they become more of a bore. That's why people like absentee God. It's much better to have God up there, because you don't have somebody that starts walking down. Some woman said that the other day, she spent the money and forgotten who it was, whose daughter was it. It was someone else said. She sent the money and said, I'm sending my money, Mom. Go shelter the daughter. So Shelby, you know, I knew there was a stroke, paralyzed on the side, and she's still going strong. Said, Mom, my God, it was bad enough having got up in the sky. Said, but that son of a bitch walking on earth, it said too much. It's too much. Well, that's still superstition, but it was kind of cute. It just blows my mind having to see God walking around here, knowing my thoughts and all that shit. But I just can't say that. But what it is, really, is that anybody that's around becomes a common one. And I'm not around, and so I take on more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm dead, I will take on more meaning. And that should be then used for the next year, because you will learn the lesson. When you lose something that is good, then you should make it easier for the second leader.
I think what...
You follow that?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Bible Johnson, who's leading.
I think with what you just said, it's pretty much, not taking away from the fact of all the protection we have, but it's more so of the principle that you teach us.
Dug out with a couple of them dug out there with the affection. What you? I lived on the arm of the chair. They got to walk over there and you don't have to sit there and
I'll go get it. I don't think he is. Is this going on the tape?
Yeah. About Mike's diarrhea, is it going on the tape?
It's 60,000 euros. They just turn off the damn tape recorder.
So I have no illusions about everything. That's what makes it our safe leader. I'm impressed that you say, well, I mean more to you. What means more to you is that I'm not so commonplace.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. I'm very practical about all of this. If you're around me all the time, first you say, oh man, I wish I could be his father. If you were his father 6 months from now, you'd be just lots of you, not all of you. Lots of you'd be just like the rest of them. You'd be here from out of services and not taking it for granted to get it, and get the same kind of attitude. I'd be able to really be up here.
I think so. Hmm? I said, I think so.
That's honest. Most people are not willing to say that.
I think so.
But I think that's right. I won't argue that point at all, but I know when I was in the state, it was the same thing. I think a reason to be in a L.A. parking lot working on a bus, you know.
They still do it.
But I know that if I were back up there, I'd sure give it hell for 6 months. So I'll take exactly what you're saying. It's true, because I would sure like to be up there and be able to participate in the meeting. Yeah. Well, tomorrow when you send the tape, you won't put that part out there. You're not taping me back.
It's all maintained.
Well, but you know, we don't want to retape that. I don't
right.
want them to hear it
well,
in 6 months.
No, yeah, I'm retape over this whole thing.
I think, well, if they had that, you know, that you'd all
right.
get up there and you'd be enthusiastic and glad to stay. If you stay for 12 hours, our service is not long for you to be. That one thing might be comforting to you. But occasionally, we have a lot of them. And they're not anything like you used to be.
No,
I've given up.
For sure.
A person can't learn. And but all the time I've been preaching, you might as well reduce it in half. I would say at least the services are cut in half.
One offering.
Because I'd kill them meat. And I realized it was counterproductive for me to raise money over here and die. Offerings are terrible, so I had to take one offering and then have a final march when I would offer. Now, if I don't have a march, I take a quickie. My offering lasts about 3 minutes because I couldn't take it. It wasn't a mind to pain. I was having heart trouble. And if I die, a lot of people that moment would say, "Whoa, he's not God anymore." He wasn't God. It's like Martha had bad heart trouble. I've kept her alive for years. If she were to die, if Martha would die, some of the people would deny me God right now. I said, you've had bad heart trouble for years and I've kept you alive. But if she were to die, all the years I've kept her alive would not make any difference to some people. I look back when she could walk, that wouldn't make any difference until I healed her. If you follow me.
Yeah.
The trouble is you gotta make the effort to follow me because I'm so unmotivated. I won't even push to follow you. I used to jump on people this week. I won't do it anymore. You're gonna have to jump on me. I ain't even gonna do it. I figure by God, if you don't want honesty, that's your problem. I can't just kill myself trying to shove honesty down someone's throat. Like trying to get a horse to water. You can't just get in there, but you can't make him drink. And some of you people, I don't think I can get you to wake up. And you have to work on yourself, but your neighbor's going to have to work on you. Because I'm not going to fight that battle anymore. You guys scream out, say, wake up, God damn it. I don't do that to you anymore. I don't raise my voice very much anymore. You have noticed there's a lot of absent, raised voices. Good and bad. Because I'm totally unmotivated. Totally responsible, but totally unmotivated. I'm going to stand my post till I die.
I'm glad.
And I do all I can to stand there. That's bad. I'm going to stand as long as I can. I try to take vitamins. I try to drink carefully. I wanted some more caffeine. I thought I had too much for the heart's sake, so I didn't take the coffee when it was offered. I'm not careless with it. try to keep my weight down when I get bigger than a goddamn barrel. I do all the things I can to think about health. But I'm unmotivated. Surely not motivated enough to say, wake up. Let me. I said, wake up to Brother Johnson several times. But it's not been there. I'm dead already. That's the beautiful part. I have died. I'm crucified. That's what religion is to say. It's beautiful about being dead already. You don't fight so hard. Before I was dead, I was crying out, don't let me die. Give me some hope. Give me some hope. So I scream out, wake up! Well, I'm dead now. But I lay my body down on the Washington, on the front steps, or I lay it in the ammunition dump. I lay it somewhere. Notice I didn't say my enemies, because I'm going all above self. I don't think I'm laying my body down. You're going to have to get my enemies. I talked like going to get them, but I wouldn't waste my fucking time getting them, because I got bigger fish to fry. I wouldn't go across the street to get caught. I could go across the street. This is the same difference. I could go get Ford. Being a fuck with no little nobody, nothing like Cobb. You take care of Cobb, and I'll get Ford. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then don't take care of that. If you're closer to a general, you get that general and forget Cobb. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There'll be some of you be left, and you'll be close enough to the general, so you get Cobb. If Cobb don't get got, that's you die. Everybody dies. We ought to wish on him a long life, because
yeah,
like Mark
agony.
In a damn nursing home and saying, how many more hours do you live? What was that like, one thing you said tonight? You know, that said so quickly.
How long do you think
they
can last?
Don't call me if they die. They've been married for 50 years. Don't call me. If they die in a new life, don't wake me up. That blows my fucking mind. That blows my mind. People like mom and dad have been married for years, and she'd say, don't call me.
Don't wake me up.
And they tell her that all the time. She's in charge of all the hospitals and nursing homes. And they tell her that all the goddamn time. She'll read it on their charts, too. They'll tell her. She reads it there. Because she has to study everyone's charts. That's investigative because they get good care.
Well,
but can you imagine anybody having the damn nerve?
I wanted to tell you something about
that. Why don't we get this crumb? You have to go across stuff. I'm the teacher here. Yeah, you've got, it's very difficult to imagine what I'm saying, because you can apply that to everybody but yourself. Everybody thinks everybody else is going to die, but you don't think you're dying. If you look in the goddamn mirror, you know you're dying. But most people, you're going to die, she's going to die. You're going to die too. Well, you do, and that's honest socialism. But some people don't. They don't ever identify that. They don't live for that.
They
never identify with dying. Everything's always going to get better for them. You can't trust a fucker like that, because he'll fuck up the revolution the moment things get bad. Mm-hmm. Little trouble comes, he's gone. Like Arnold, narcissist, number one. Always knew he was that way. So I wouldn't trust him when certain responsible things his own dad wanted to get him. So no, he was going to do it, because I didn't trust him. A little bit of trouble's hit in America, fucker wants to hide. Somebody wants to die, he's niggerized. You don't have to worry about that sucker. He ain't going to run. But Marvin Johnson wants to save his ass. And people are close to you, not so.
But the first ones to say, let's go get him. Jack Harmon was always the
always.
Oh, sure. Bob was the loudest one in the meeting. Loudest one in the meeting.
You can't believe anything you hear. It's action. It's speech. People can just put on the biggest damn show you ever did see in your life. And that's good for us. We've learned a good lesson from these assholes. But I'm finished. But identify with that. You know, that Marshall sees that 1,000 times. To people who are rich, people whose husbands have made them good money, people whose wives have given them big fortunes. But no more goddamn love out there in capitalism, and even some of them that are supposed to be socialists that you see, not to name any names, saying, don't wake me up if he dies at 3 o'clock in the morning. Wait till 9 o'clock. That's it.
I remember
That's life.
One case where I went in sat with a person while they died because they didn't want to be alone. And the family said, don't wake me.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that terrible?
But what I wanted to say to you is that when I go into these hospitals, it's ironic, and I give credit to our father. Actually, I look at about 10% of the record. And I'll go into a hospital where they have 100 patients, and I'll pick out every problem chart they've got. Just at random. And they'll look, they just shook their head. I've gone in and found lab reports or doctor's orders that were written. Maybe they were, wasn't too long ago, I went into a hospital in Eureka where they had 99 patients. And I picked out a chart where a doctor's order for a consultation by a neurologist was written 3 weeks ago and not followed through. But what I was saying is this random pick is phenomenal, and I know it's because of him.
Yeah, she doesn't have the time to go through all of them, so she has to pick them at random, just as a check.
Because the state don't care that much. They put so much on her, so she has to use my mind, my supranatural, my paranormal. She has to focus on me, think on me, so she can pick the right charts to find
the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If I go into a place, I'll automatically pick. If I see it, someone in minority race. That's no problem, because I'll find out what their names are, and I'll look at every record.
But all the whites she can't pick, and all the white get most of the same damn thing, but there's just something worse than others, like an operation that can save them from pain, or some medication that can relieve their pain. And she has had to call on me or let me guide her, and she said she'll find the very chart, and that's phenomenal. And again, we wanted to that one get us off into metaphysics again, and that's counter-revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
If you dwell too much in metaphysics, you're counter-revolutionary. You should call on that name for unselfish reasons. If you're out there dying, you want to save your own ass, don't call if you're a true socialist. If you know I need you to ride a DC or a tractor, call. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to live, and I beg you for yourself to call if you want to live. But if you want to die, I love you so much, I don't want to let you die if you follow me. That's what some people, you can't get it unless you're conscious. I don't want to go back. Because some of you are too enlightened. You won't call on me. And I'll have to get somebody else to drive the DC.
It's the time that it happens.
In other words, you owe it to socialism to call on.
To live.
Right.
You owe it.
You owe it to socialism to call on. That's the whole thing. But don't be calling on me because you want to save your ass.
I know
one
thing.
People don't call anyway.
Yeah. And then it should be after.
Yeah, energy field worked out.
Should be after all means are exhausted.
I project, and I don't know nothing about paranormal. All the intricacies. I know a lot about paranormal. I want to be very corrected on that. But I don't know all how I do it, but I meditate about you, and your faces will come before me dozens and dozens of times. I could say hundreds of times I've seen your faces.
No doubt.
So, but I know dozens of these faces. Plus, on top of that, I assure myself I go through pictures, and it's so damn hard work, because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. I live in fear. You realize it's nothing but a miracle that in a jungle, where you didn't know a fucking thing about a jungle, with all kinds of acts of nature that can happen, all kinds of animals that can do the inner snakes, all kinds of accidents and hazards because you don't know what you're doing. New people. I don't mean that. But don't take me wrong. You know all hell about what you're doing. But didn't when you started.
Right.
The fact that you have not been killed is to happen to me, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts a weight on me that I wish I never existed, because I'm afraid I'll miss it sometimes. I'm bound to miss it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to be careful.
That's
why I said the other night to Archie. We were driving. We were driving real fast. And I said, Archie, you're testing me. And any of us, when we drive rapidly or carelessly, you're testing me. Don't do that. Because I got enough tests. Enough to keep people in the ordinary have without you going out there trying to get something. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go ripping through the jungle without your proper boots. Take every precaution you can take. Don't be messing with the industrial equipment without all the safety measures. Take as you can possibly. Don't be fooling around in the kitchen with gases or hot liquids without being careful. That's unfair to father.
And if
it's unfair to social.
If it's one of those days when you feel depressed, that's when you're very careful.
Mm.
On the days that I go out on the road and I have a temptation to hit a bridge abutment or get over the line when I
see a semi coming, that's when I am very careful.
That's why I'm so very careful not to drive. You know, it's probably just regular driving. Most of it's done on buses. Didn't tell you the commute. I got a lot of work to do. I do physical work and I do mental work. But I do very little driving if I can avoid it. Because I'm too suicidal. And the car is a very good way.
Some days we're more alert than others, too. Like, tomorrow, after you're up this late, I would hope that none of you would be doing anything that's too dangerous.
I recommend not. I'd recommend that you slow our pace while I'm here. Because you've got to be sharp when you're dealing with what you're
machinery
dealing
with. And that kind of thing.
But I would just be, if they wanted you to have a catastrophe, it could be the thing that fixed me up. If your brother lost his arm. I love you. I'm just trying to talk tough to you. But I'm trying to save you from hurting yourself and hurting the people. I can't take much of that pain. I've had to stay out there in the pain that there ain't no pain pill that can give me any pain pill that can give me relief. So I don't need no casualty from that standpoint, because I worry about you, so particularly the cripple, my God.
There's one thing I'm going to have to do tomorrow, and that's get that medication sorted out, and I'm going to have to be somewhat alert. Or I'll worry about you taking the wrong thing for the wrong thing.
Well, you ought to
go on.
So I think I should get some rest, because tomorrow's my last day that I can get that organized.
I'll be finishing here with you. You have to lay all that foundation for socialism.
Yeah, I understand that.
You need to know more about it. You don't need to know this.
I have to remember what this medication is.
The contradictions that we need to resolve with Mr. If you can call in by radio, they may make contact tomorrow, because you can go through.